Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Professional broadcasters. We're professional podcasters. Look for the Todd and Tyler channel on the Radio League app in your favorite little phone store. We're also on Stitcher and Stitcher.com. Right now, I think we're on the radio. It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Don't say my name.
I won't.
Say
Todd.
Woman. Who says, coming from the perspective of a reformed.
Oh, I like this email.
Sex enthusiast.
I like this email. I like this woman.
A whore. Seems like someone who was indiscriminate in their partners. Says
like we were.
To go out. She was very targeted in her approach.
I like that. I'm now, targeted. She picks out the certain guy.
I want to ask her if there were occasions when, because I think she's listening live, yeah. when she might have been a little more whore-like, a little less discriminate.
Well, you guys hate the word. That's why I always like to use it. I'm just messing with people. I don't care. I think whore could be. I was kind of a whore. You know, the girls say that sometimes. Yeah. I was a bitch. They say I was kind of a whore. They say the same word. They do use that
word.
I
think they use the word slut a little more than that.
Good point. But slut and whore to me are the same thing. I think slut actually sounds worse than whore. But
I kind of do too.
Semantics. It's all semantics.
Yeah, it is all semantics.
And I think anybody has had probably their moments where they were a little indiscriminate.
A little slutty, a little whore.
Yeah.
Of course you are.
But
if you're a free-thinking individual, yeah, you've been there. Yeah.
But for this person, it was probably more of the exception, not the rule.
Right.
But whore, I think women use that as more of an insult.
To each other, yeah.
To other women.
That's kind of a whore last night. No, I've heard them say that, too. That's kind of a whore.
No, I've heard women who don't like other women call them whores.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, women hate each other. In general. Guys, we all love each other.
Whore.
There's one particular woman
slut.
I know that uses that one liberally.
Whore.
Well, that's when I read all this stuff about women in Hollywood and equal pay and should be, you know, on the crew. And
well, if you're bringing as much money in, you should deserve what you pay.
Yeah, and I agree with that, but you know who hates women more than anybody is other women.
Well, look what happened during the campaign. I don't want to make this political, but there were women that were left-leaning women that still couldn't vote for a woman.
Yeah.
So that just drove me crazy. So I didn't.
Yeah, there are women who discriminate against women.
Yeah. Ladies love each other.
It's all not. Right. It's not just the man holding you down.
No, you're right.
It's other women.
I see it a lot. Yeah.
All right. Hang on. We have Julie.
Like, there's other women that probably hated Beth Mowins doing that game too, right, Petey?
Sure hope so. Probably. If they listened.
She probably.
If they listened.
Yeah, you got some audio. Well, not audio. You told me something she said.
Samples.
We'll get into it a little later on.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Good morning. I just called to say, I mean, as long as it's consensual and you're doing what you want to do and you're not being coerced, I mean, get yours.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we know what you mean.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said it that way. That's probably the best way. Get yours. Consensual and you're doing something you want to do, get yours.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I think it's silly to shame people for enjoying sex because we all enjoy it.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And if you don't,
yes, we do.
Something wrong with you.
Yes, we do. All right. Thank you, Julie.
All right. Appreciate
right.
it.
Yep.
We're not going to argue with that.
No. Nope. That's how I enjoy it right there.
Scott is in Fort Worth, Texas, or Fort Worth, as they call it down there.
Yeah.
What's up?
No, I was calling. I might be a segment behind a podcast,
that's
obviously,
okay.
out of Fort Worth.
That's okay,
that's
man.
That's fine.
I didn't haven't done the Nuru, but my wife, I've got a waterbed. Still have the waterbed from my when my parents gave it to me in like 84.
Man, wow. Man, that means your parents had a lot of sex on that too. You know that?
Oh no, no. Yeah. They bought it new.
Oh, they bought it new for you. Got it. They bought it for you.
Yeah, bought it new for me.
Got it. You still have one, man.
Have you changed the water since 1984?
You don't have to, technically, if you put chemicals in there, right?
Yeah, I know.
All right. So go ahead. You got a water bed. I had one years ago, too. I got rid of mine in 94.
And, the old adage of, baby oil on the water bed.
Yeah, that worked nice.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a woman there with you?
Oh.
I think it sounds fun by yourself.
Yeah.
If nobody's around, why not? All right.
We've been out drinking. We were like, 20, early 20s.
Right.
And did the old waterbed on, or oil, baby oil on the waterbed.
Yeah, I could see that working. Like I said, I had a waterbed.
It was just, and then I had, the boom box on the headboard.
Sure.
Blaring Metallica One.
Very sexy romantic music.
Oh, yeah.
One, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
that's what Big P said. But hey, we're hammered and having sex, and it was just.
How'd you not slide completely off that bed? Because the water beds are, it's basically.
Is there cleanup afterwards?
What about the cleanup? Did you wake up in sticky sheets?
That took forever. No, we went down and said we were oily, the hair and everything. Yeah, and this was the late 80s, so everything was hairy.
it was a good call.
And everything. So we go down and I'm on the second floor in our house, which is a fairly decent sized house, and then the shower was in the basement, and I had to hold my now wife up
because she was slipping when
she was still slipping and hammered
in the morning.
Well, twice.
In the morning,
you had to be a little slipper yourself.
Oh yeah, you
got to put grippy socks on to head downstairs.
Exactly, we had the shower off and then had to wipe the whole mattress down because it's queen size to put the sheets back on to go to sleep.
Good story, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
it. A lot of
that.
Work. Well, when you go Nuru, you're going to want to just get a disposable raft.
You can listen anywhere in the country or the world, at TNTRadioEmpire.com, like that guy does.
And then get a hotel room.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if he's podcasting. He said he was podcasting, right?
Yeah. He's just a segment behind, so, because we did talk about Renew earlier this morning.
How do you get the podcast on this
TNT
show?
TNTRadioEmpire.com. That's streaming podcasts on Stitcher, iTunes, and the app is Radio League.
You can get the podcast on the website, too.
Yep.
All right. I like to know all this, but, people have any questions, I usually steer them toward Puss. But there's so many ways to consume this program.
And thank you for listening.
A lot. A survey of over 2,000 people in the UK revealed that about a third of those polled admitted to using a dating app while in a relationship with someone else.
Man, always looking.
Slater and Gordon was prompted to investigate the usage of dating apps by those in relationships after family lawyers started noticing dating apps being cited in divorce proceedings. Does it say if women or men are more inclined? I think women are more looking for the upgrade than guys are.
The findings revealed that
males were more likely to use a dating app behind their partner's back than females.
Males, yeah,
46% of males, 21% of females.
The guys are trying to get laid.
Admitted to doing this. The top reasons that males gave for looking on dating apps while involved with someone else were...
Strange.
Bored, sex life dwindling, arguing a lot. Females, for their part, said the reason they were doing this was because they're bored, arguing a lot, and lacking attention.
See, I think with chicks upgrade, they tend to do it in person.
and not do it.
I think just guys see this as another reason to. I mean, you're not talking about married people, just people dating, right?
Whatever. Yeah, so they're in a relationship. Yeah,
so,
period.
Yeah. So the guy's looking for side action, and it's right on his phone. Probably easier than was the old days. You had to go to a bar and hope to meet somebody else and have a free night with the guys. That's how it worked back then in ancient times.
Boy, is there even a written record of that?
No, I think it's all anecdotal.
Yeah, but
it is.
But it happened.
Or it should be.
It happened.
That's why we have to tell the
sure.
stories, Craig.
It happened.
Pass them on to
pass
the next
it on
generation.
To the kids. When I cheated, I had to get a free night with the guys and then find somebody at the bar.
My grandpappy used to tell a story.
Right.
About the days before cell phones.
Right.
And so 74% of those surveyed said they would consider divorce if they found their partner using a dating app. Half said they would dump their partner on the spot if they caught them. Half also said they expect their partner to delete all dating apps upon becoming official. I don't know what the other 50% expect.
Is that the new, like, are we exclusive?
Yeah.
Like a guy will pick up his phone and just say, and just have the, and just put the X and delete his.
Well, you
app.
Gotta.
I love you, honey. I'm deleting.
No, know, no, no. You porn. Also have to yeah. go on Facebook and announce that you're deleting all your
oh,
dating
Oh, I know.
Apps.
Yeah, I had a buddy. I, had sure. my, I think my nephew put on his Facebook page in a relationship, and I got on his page and I hammered him. I said, oh, my God, it's serious now.
Yeah. Oh. That's when you truly have made a commitment.
Oh, I ripped him. I ripped him.
When you announced
like
it.
24. I said, oh.
On social media. Then, you know, they're in love.
Hang
on, we got Mike here.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Butt plug. Okay. See how damn disconcerting that is? You don't know why I said butt plug. You don't know what's coming behind butt plug. You don't know what was in front of butt
plug. It still scars you, huh?
Last week, got in the car, turned it on, and heard me say butt plug.
First thing, right?
First thing.
First thing out of the radio, yeah, butt plug. And you know what you just did? Somebody just turned on the radio right before your call. And you know how disconcerting that is for them?
Exactly. Yeah.
So you just want to spread the misery.
I do. Now that that's out of the way,
yeah.
Gentlemen, how you living?
Good, man.
All the stories that Tyler has to tell, they have to be anecdotal. Or he'll go home and Becky will Lionel Richie his ass.
Lionel Richie his ass.
And we need Brother Tyler on the show. So.
Thank you, man. Butt plug.
Later.
All right, see you.
All right. About 35,000 people in Bali are evacuating their homes after authorities warned a massive volcano could erupt.
Man.
This volcano last erupted in 1963 that killed more than 1,000 people. The region is a lot more heavily populated today. It is also near a popular tourist destination that in that part of Indonesia.
Yeah, you don't know there, do they? They don't. There's really no notice for.
Well, they have warned them.
I know, but they yeah. but they don't know like date, time, like you know.
No, they'll.
No one does.
The hurricane's yeah. going to hit you sooner or later.
No, they can't forecast it like that. They can say, "Oh, there's a little more seismic activity underneath there," but they really can't predict an eruption.
Here's how they can predict it. Officials with the U.S. Geological Survey
morons,
say
a lot of them.
They are,
mm-hmm.
And here's how you can prove it.
All right,
a major earthquake will hit California's Bay Area. Within 30 years. They don't know anything.
Man, morons.
A lot of them.
I do check that website out.
My buddy,
at least once a week.
Do you?
I know a guy that's...
The USGS.gov.
Yeah?
And it'll show you where the latest earthquakes are. And I told you, the earthquake capital of the world right now. And they only point like 2.5 or above. They only report those. And every day in central Oklahoma... In fracking land, Oklahoma.
Because of the frickin' fracking,
yep.
That's why. Yeah.
Earthquake.
I don't care. I still love that stupid
Not
saying.
Every day in California.
Right.
Not every day in other earthquake-prone areas, but in Oklahoma, every day.
I got a friend that's a meteorologist. We were talking about the heat recently and about global warming. And, you know, he's a scientist. Mm-hmm. And And I'm walking away because I had to throw something away in the trash can. He goes, and he's still talking to me, but he's kind of farther away. And he goes, of course, we're morons, the lot of us.
Oh, good.
He listens. He listens. I said, and I didn't really know how much he listened until I heard him say that. I said, oh, okay, that's cool.
One of the guys here?
No. He's not a TV meteorologist.
Oh.
He actually works at the base. And I just know him through some of the other situations.
Geologists. No. Say there's a 98% chance that a 6.0 magnitude quake or bigger will take place anytime from now until 047.
What was the 89 quake? What was the size of that?
Pretty big.
San Francisco?
Yeah.
6.9.
And this is what?
They're saying a 6.0 quake or bigger will take place.
Within the next 30 years.
Within the next 30 years. Right. If they can only narrow it down a skosh.
Right.
Yeah, hard to raise alarm bells on a 30-year window.
Now,
you know,
but to be fair,
you just got to deal with it.
To be fair, the geology they are dealing with is It's 6,000 years old
at most.
So, I mean, to narrow down a 30-year window in there, that's not easy.
No,
yeah, in their world, that's fairly precise. Absolutely.
Yeah, tectonic plates 6,000 slow, right?
See. 30 years out of 6,000, not much.
Not much,
no,
but actually...
No, that's a fairly small window.
The real size of the Earth is over millions of years, excuse me, size, age.
Whatever.
So 30 years out of millions of years makes it even tougher.
Leftist.
I am a leftist. By the way, I'm pro-NFL, too, by the way.
Leftist.
Another un-American leftist crap. Pro-NFL.
And anti-Nazi.
Anti-Nazi.
Leftist.
I'm anti-Nazi. I'm anti-Klan.
Leftist.
And I'm pro-NFL.
Now, here's another one of those studies where I think people are lying or are wrong or perhaps just overstating their case. Most Americans say they're making an effort to prevent cancer.
You think people are lying? Listen, if you're talking about cancer, the only thing I don't ever do is I had never smoked, so I figured I'm beating that part of the cancer. Of course, that can happen to anybody. But we don't really know because you... All kinds. I'm not eating kale every damn day.
No.
So I do eat regular food and some processed and some bad stuff. You know, I do. You know, I try to eat decent. I still eat all the crap. And that's not trying to beat cancer. I just don't know what else gives you. What everything gives you cancer.
It does.
Eating gives you cancer.
It does. But even more so than that.
If you get bad luck, you know.
Yeah. But even more so than that.
What else?
New survey from the Mayo Clinic says that around 75% of Americans don't smoke, limit their alcohol intake, and stick to a healthy diet. Thank you.
Yeah. No.
What crap?
People are lying.
I don't know. All three together, those? I don't know those people.
Yes, all of those.
Because everybody I know that doesn't smoke, which is most of my buddies, don't limit their alcohol intake.
Right.
And what's the other one?
Stick to a healthy diet.
No, they don't do that either.
Yes. So, in a sense, you're like, well, I don't want to get cancer, so I don't smoke.
Right.
Well, that's where it ends.
I got a sister who doesn't, you guys know this, she doesn't drink, and she's one of those freaks about food, but she drinks like a fish. So I don't know any of those three people.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, do we know?
It's definitely not 75%. 75%
say they do all those things.
I think people think they're doing well, and it's like telling the doctor, how many beers do you have? 40. You know, I mean, I think we don't understand.
So then he says, all right, 80.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just saying that I think that they're lying. They are lying.
Of course they're lying.
And they might be lying because they don't know either. Well, I only eat a hot dog a day.
No, a good portion of them are lying to themselves.
That's what I mean.
And I wanted to have the 10th drink last night, and I didn't.
But I thought about
so
cancer.
I limited my alcohol intake.
Right.
By passing out first.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I think, and like you said, that stat is way high, so they're lying to themselves.
I think what gives you cancer is genetics.
A lot of it. A lot of it.
Some of it.
Mixed with what you do to your body.
Yes, and you can smoke, and you can get all the other stuff.
Or some of it's just environmental stuff that you can't stay away from.
Well, there's
lead
that.
In the yard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you live next to a nuclear plant and you end up with third eye, you know, stuff like that.
Right. So just over 60% of us are concerned that we'll develop the cancer within our lifetime. Most of us are hopeful that there will be a cure for cancer. 57% optimistic it'll happen within 20 years.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And then there's this. More than half who have had cancer say they experienced financial barriers to care.
Well, they're going to fix that when they take away your health care here this weekend.
Yes, and then it'll be a lot more than half that have financial barriers
but
to care.
But remember, the rich donors of the Republican Party are going to make their money back.
Good.
In taxes.
Well, they've got to look into that side of it. There's a lot of money to be made curing cancer.
Not really. If they cure it, they ain't treating it.
Oh, no, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
treating cancer.
Right.
You don't necessarily want to cure it because then, you know, no more money to be made.
Adolf Hitler's underwear went on sale and somebody bought them.
Well, that's because some people are good. Some Nazis are good
people. I thought you were reading more Death Pool names.
Adolf Hitler's underwear. Bought the drawers for over $6,700.
Used?
Yeah, they're sniffing them right now.
Used?
Yes, they're used.
So 1945 underwear.
Freshly washed. Well, when I say freshly, the last time they were, back in the 40s, they were washed.
So no Hitler pubes or anything,
The auctioneer.
Another Deadpool name, by the way, Hitler pubes.
The auctioneer assured those concerned that they made sure that these drawers were not sold to a neo-Nazi. However, the buyer has remained anonymous.
Yeah, how do you check on that?
And who wants it besides somebody that's
way too interested? Well, the auctioneer said people tend to either buy fearsome Hitler memorabilia or things that make him look like a buffoon, like this. To minimize a monster, you make people laugh at him. Buy his drawers.
I get it.
These are a 39-inch waist monogrammed with the AH initials. The pants were apparently left behind at a luxury hotel in Austria. And then he sent them off to be washed, and then they left before they got them back. So the family held on to them for years. Now the grandkid is selling them. And somebody bought them for $6,700.
How'd you pay for college? Adolf Hitler's underwear.
Well, that's only a semester.
How much?
$6,700.
Oh, yeah, a semester. Right?
You think you were going to say that phrase this morning?
Nope.
Be fun to take those to a rally.
Craig's underwear.
That was audible.
Are for sale right now.
That was audible.
And that was him. And it might have been wet. And he's not going to wash them, but they're for sale right now if you want Craig's underwear.
$6,700.
Starting bid is $6,700.
Yep.
Good point. If the bidding starts at $6,700, they are definitely on sale.
Yes, they are.
Like us, we're quite needy, and comment on everything we post on Facebook. Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. Now get off Facebook and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.